Bay College Radio from the Bay College YMCA Gym. It's the Norse taking on Milwaukee Tech today. And in our player spotlight during our halftime show is Marcus McKinney, the pride of Menominee High School. How's it going, man?
It's going pretty good.
Well, tell everybody how the break was for you. You did a lot of traveling up M35, I know.
Yeah, I went to Menominee for a little bit, and then I went to Norway. And then now I'm back here in Escanaba. So, yeah, break's been going good. Glad to be off of school for a little while.
Yeah, that's what happens when you unofficially get married your first half a year in college. You end up having to visit two families.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you're right.
But you know what? That is kind of cool. Everybody around the team teases you and teases Jordan, but that's a lot of fun. And I know her family and your family are getting along good, eh?
Yeah, it's all fun and games. I mean, we just have fun with it. People joke, but, you know, it's just a joke at the end of the day, so we enjoy it.
I like messing with you.
Yeah, I like it, too. It makes it fun.
Well, anyways, now that we've talked about your love life there, bud.
Oh, yeah, my love life. Okay, next.
Yeah. Well, anyways, though, the holidays, though, what I was actually going to get at is that it, you know, it's not the same. It's not your normal routine of going to class and having a study table and all that. So how did you guys keep focused on basketball but also still having that family time?
Yeah, well, our high schools are still, like, in session. So I know a lot of the guys went to their practices. So that's what I was doing. I went to a practice or two for my high school, and then I, you know, went to the YMCA and still got shots up. So I think we all kind of put in work over the little break and just focused on basketball instead of school for a little while.
You know, I bet it had to feel good, though, to not have to get up and go to class and have all these, you know, the computer, you know, have to go online to get this done by 11:59 and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah, bottom line, school is stressful, especially when you have basketball going on like 3-4 hours a day and you got to focus on school and get your grades up to be eligible. Yeah, it's not easy. So having a little time off is really good for us. We can mentally, like, get back into the swing of things and then just get ready to play.
You know, it was kind of weird for me to watch your little brother's game the other night in Gladstone and not see Pete Pericolosi there on the sidelines. What's that like when you walk in the gym and you don't see him there?
Yeah, you know, I love Coach Perk. I had him all 4 years of high school when I was a freshman until I was a senior. He decided to step down after 30 years. And I mean, it's just Menominee basketball is just him. Like when you think about Menominee basketball, you think of him. And just seeing him not on the sideline is, it's different. It really is.
You know, for so many years in Menominee, it was Pete Mayhew coaching the girls' team and of course, Perk, the boys, and Hofer with the football team. And it just seems like within a couple of years, they've all moved on.
Yeah, it's kind of a new legacy now. You have new coaches for the girls, the boys, and the football coach. So just kind of like a new start to things, I guess.
Well, you know, Matt Johnson comes across as a hard butt sometimes. You played for two of the harder coaches you could possibly play for in Hofer and Pericolosi. But what did you learn from Perk and what did you learn from Hofer?
You know, I learned a lot. Just coming from Menominee, especially being a football town, you have to be tough coming from Menominee for sure. Football, like, really made you grind. I mean, Menominee football is just something different. So you had to go and get after it every single day to earn your spot. And then Perk, he just pushed me like crazy. Since I was a freshman, he was on me and on me and on me. And he just made me such a better player. And now that with Coach Johnson and stuff, he's hard on us and he's hard on me, but I can know to like handle it now because I've had coaches that have pushed me and prepared me for this moment, and that's why when I get yelled at or something, I know how to take it and know how to use it to my best of my ability. So
yeah, it's like Coach Johnson, you just called me that. Geez, I heard 10 times worse from Perk for 3 years and a half.
Yeah, exactly. He was on me all the time, so anything I hear now is nothing.
Yeah, well, it's no secret this year's been kind of a roller coaster for you, and you're such a perfectionist. It's been tough to keep yourself from getting too frustrated, eh?
Yeah, I've always been one to get really frustrated with myself, but this year I've done a little better, but I expect so much of myself and so much of like everybody else too, and then if it doesn't go perfect, I'm like getting in my own head, and that's my downfall usually, but I just need to learn how to cope with that and kind of get past it, so I'm still growing. That's about it.
And I teased you at the beginning of the interview about Jordan, but what is it like to have a close friend like her who is so good at basketball and her, you know, on the women's side of things, to be able to have someone to talk to about basketball and hell, you could learn some stuff from each other, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, she's amazing. I love watching her play. I mean, in high school, we never played Norway, so I never, like, saw them play or saw her play. But, like, when we came here, it was just basketball from the start. I mean, we go to the gym together all the time. We get shots up. When we come back from practice or something's on our mind with basketball, we can talk about it. And it's just nice having somebody there like that that can, you know, they understand what you're feeling. And then they can, like, help you go get through that. And it's just awesome to have somebody so close to you and that can help you both on and off the court. So, yeah, she's amazing.
Indeed. So, okay, what about the second semester then? What are you expecting both in the classroom and from yourself here? We have, what, 6 more weeks of basketball ahead?
Yeah, well, from a classroom side, I'd like to keep on improving on that. I mean, the first semester, I mean, college is just different than high school, so you have to kind of get used to it. So now that I know what to expect, I expect a lot better in my second semester, a lot more focus. And then basketball, right now we're 11-5, which, I mean, that's way better than I thought we'd be right now. But we got like a lot more games left. We're trying to finish off the season 25-5. So if we can focus and get down to it, then that's what I think is going
to
happen.
All right, let's just say hi to anybody you want to as we get ready to close the interview here, man.
Shout out to my mom, my brother, my dad, my grandpa, the Kramers, you know. Yeah, everybody. Shout out to you, Jack.
Hey, I'm sitting right here, man. All right, well, hey, best of luck to you the rest of the season. Good having you on the team.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jack.
Okay, Marcus McKinney, everybody. Halftime here at Bay College. More coming up after these words. Bay College Radio is Maverick 106.